My name is Louis Andrew. I'm a shoemaker in New York. I heard Mr. President's speech, and I think this is a very fine speech. I think this time it's going to start again to give the freedom of the humanity. That means that no more aggression going to be in the future. This is going to be a very historic moment of the American people. And I think not only the American people going to be satisfied, but the whole world. The whole world was suffering for so many years from aggression of the big sharks. It's the same way as the labor is afraid of the boss when he's losing his job. The same thing today happening when the small people, they're losing their freedom. But I think the United States and England and the rest allies going to help the humanity for the future, and they're going to live in peace forever.
My name is Edward J. Huddy. I am employed as a telephone operator for the city of New York. I listened to President Roosevelt's speech, and I thought it was a very fine speech. I really believe that he sincerely means to end this aggression against democracy, and the whole country is behind him. I served overseas in the last war and know that war is a terrible thing, but I hope it don't last long, and I hope that everybody will cooperate with the president and do everything they can to make it a short, quick war, and that we will be victorious in the end.
I am a substitute postal clerk carrier employed in the New York City Postal Department. I am full of great joy and happiness after I listened to our great president's speech. It has made me feel like a new man, felt that the burden that overshadowed our present crisis has come to an end, and action will now talk the loudest. We will do to our utmost to damn all that fascism and Nazism and imperialism by the large Japanese empire who has endeavored in the past few years to destroy the things that people stand for and want to win. And I see the future. I see only but happiness in the future. I know this will be a terrible struggle, but I know the goodness of man, backed by the fineness of our president and the great preservation of our people, will conquer in the end all that is evil. And thank God we have a great man above us who is our president.
I'm a villain employed in the villain trades in New York City. And I was very happy to hear our beloved president make the speech he did today. I feel that the time has come that we have to get after this fellow over in Japan and destroy Hitlerism and fascism and all that sort of thing. I think we're a little late. I think we ought to start it when Mussolini invaded Ethiopia, in fact. But it's not too late to give this fellow a licking. And won't be very long till he finds out that he won't tread on us, an old standard of an old flag we had when we were born. And I'm only wishing that I was young enough to go, but I have two sons, and I know they'll both volunteer if it's necessary to lick that fella.